Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a tough story to cover. How did you guys go about it? How did you guys decide what angle to take? Just talk about the editorial process going into it.
I think with this story, you know, obviously it doesn't happen often at the university. I think the university themselves, they mentioned that they couldn't find record of another hazing death at the school. I think with, you know, just going into the day, this is our trial week. This is our first week as this current staff is, like, you know, set in position for next academic year. So we knew it was going to be tough from the get-go, I guess. But, you know, we managed and we said, you know, like, this is what everyone's talking about. This is what students want to know. And, you know, that's why I think that, you know, we're here, that we're blessed to be here, I think. And, you know, we're put in a position where, you know, we're students, but we're also journalists, too. So it's overall, I mean, I think the stressors of the day kind of took a back burner to the story we wanted to tell of Sebastian, you know.
How do you find the balance? You mentioned that you're a student here.
Yeah.
This is a student.
Yeah.
So in that way, you guys are connected, but you also have to separate the fact that you guys have to cover this story from an objective standpoint as well. So how do you,
exactly,
how do you balance
that? I think, like, I've been here, like, roughly three years. I think the balance really comes with, you know, when you know students, like, you know, well, you know a lot of people, and you know how they think about the news, how they think about the world, and you want to, you know, listen to them and hear them out. Can you say their question again? I'm sorry.
How do you find the balance between being a student and realizing,
yes,
this is a part of your student body?
Oh, yeah.
And also taking an objective standpoint,
yeah,
stepping back?
I think you just got to put, I mean, for me, at least personally, like, I put my academic work on the back burner. Like, I just say, like, you know, the news comes first. Like, students come first. And just kind of balancing that, it's really difficult. I mean, I had 2 hours of sleep last night, but it's, at the end of the day, like, you know, these students' voices matter. I think, like, you know, finding the roommates, finding, you know, pictures, or, you know, even just, like, you know, piecing together who this person is way more important than anything that I could write, I think, from my own standpoint.
It can definitely be hard sometimes, like, being in, especially with a story like this, being involved in the student body and like, hurting alongside the student body for the loss of Sebastian, but also trying to keep yourself removed from the situation, and just try to find a good middle ground to relate to other students and say, like, you know, we understand that what you're going through is really hard, but we're trying to tell his story, and we need to get the facts out there. We need to provide the student body with accurate information about who he was and the whole tragedy that happened.
When events like this happen on a college campus, especially with the underlying tone of it being suspected hazing, it's not just a local story anymore. It's not just a school story. That's a national story. Think about Penn State several years ago, Western New York kid Nolan Birch at West Virginia. They become national stories. So talk about the understanding of the scope of what this really means for a school at UV.
I answer.
You can.
Okay.
You guys can both answer.
Yeah, okay. I think we've kind of had, like, what was it, 4 years ago? We took first term, 4 or 5 years ago?
Yeah.
Animal.
Yeah, one of our, I guess, like, co co-advisors, like on the newspaper in terms of like video packaging, multimedia, Lisa Corey. You know, she wrote a story some odd years ago on fraternity life and college life at UB. And it's sort of kind of been like the spectrum culture, I guess, if you will, to kind of talk about that story and set that as like a precedent to like, you know, new reporters who are coming in and saying, you know, oh, like what's like a story that I can use as like an example of like, you know, doing great things. You know, her story won like national, you know, like collegiate awards. And like that's always been like an inspiration, sort of like precedent for myself. So kind of like looking at that and then like seeing something like this happening, you know, even if there's so much going on in the nation, you know, like the focus has always been like here, you know. So I think like, yeah, like you do have to have that approach, like knowing what's going on and being sensitive to say this, you know, or that this is a possible hazing situation on South Campus. But like keeping the focus here and keeping the focus at UB and seeing what we can do to cover the community better is always like the best foot forward, I think, especially for like student reporters.
Also with like the national scope of the story, that just kind of like makes our job as like the UB newspaper, it makes our job even more important to get the accurate facts out there because no one has easier access to UB students and to stories and to connections to Sebastian than we do right here, you know, and being able to like accurately and thoroughly report so that rumors and possibilities and alleged stories are kind of abolished at the starting point with our reporting here, so that once the information is spread out nationally, like you can always come back and say like the Spectrum said this, the Spectrum reported that these students who knew him said this, you know.
There's another weird dynamic in this, in that suspected hazing came from UB students as well, obviously.
Yeah.
So that's something you have to be sensitive and cognizant about when reporting, because that affects UB as a whole as well.
Yeah, and I think it affects our job, like as student journalists. Like a lot of we referenced in what was it, the first story that we did on Sunday,
yeah.
Or on Monday?
Yeah,
on
so
Monday. Yeah.
My name is Brenton Blanchett, Brenton, and then Blanchett, I'm his brother. But yeah, basically we had, you know, the initial story when it broke, you know, we had all these connections to at least the fraternity. Some old friends and whatnot, and we also had connections to, you know, a few connections to Greek life. So, you know, obviously we reached out to students, and we were met with, you know, being blocked on, you know, social media and stuff. And, you know, we obviously we want to reach out to them and like tell their side of the story as well, and, you know, find out, you know, the truth of what happened here. But, you know, it is difficult when, you know, people don't want to talk. But at the same time, like, you know, like Ben and Jacqueline said, like, you know, having connections to like students in the school and being able to, you know, dig a little deeper into like who he is as a person, like we want to make sure that happens.
Yeah, and like it's at the end of the day, I think like it's all in the pursuit of the news, like, you know, like whether it be with the Greek life, like what they think about this, like we wrote on that as well, like, you know, what people in Greek life think about the suspension of Greek like activities, sorry. You know, and even with how people view Sebastian and his, you know, impact on the university. So, like, with the pursuit of the news, like, you know, you have to keep, like, so much in mind. It's overwhelming at times, but it's a good sort of overwhelming, I guess.
Shifting from the storytelling, talk about the general mood, attitude that you guys have seen in the student body.
I mean, students are devastated. They have all, every student that we've spoken to has immediately said, you know, like, our condolences go out to the family. We hope that all is well on their end of things, you know. Even like the Greek life students who did come forward talking about like the UB suspension of activities, their priority wasn't necessarily on Greek life, you know. It was, we have a student who we have lost at this point. And that has been like the main focus. It's very much been viewed as a community loss, not just the loss of like one student in such a big school. Like a lot of the UB community has said that they feel personally affected by the situation.
So I was down at the house last night, 69 Custer Street, and I was with wasn't talking to students, but I was talking to some of the residents who were down there, and you know, they all confirmed the same story that this isn't a house that was known to be an issue. This wasn't a place that they expected this to happen. I even informed one of them that the student passed away at the moment, and he was just immediately devastated and sad for what had happened. And you know, his full condolences went out to his family, and I think the general hope, or you know, what people want to see is there's going to be closure to this, and they want to know that his family and people who are more personally affected by it are going to be the ones that are really taken care of in this situation.
As journalists, how do you, what's next? How do you keep going on? I mean, this is such a big story, obviously, biggest story in years. So how do you cover other news, but still in the back of your mind know that this is still the predominant story that everyone wants us to know about?
Yeah, this was, and you know, we obviously this happened and took over everything. You know, I had a set plan to, you know, edit things before and then jump in on a production day and it would be a little smooth. But, you know, this happened and we want to, you know, report on it. We want to inform students. And I think the main thing yesterday when he passed away is we need to find people who know him. And obviously that comes with, you know, it's a very difficult task with such a large school, and you have to really network and find a few connections. We're lucky to find, you know, someone who knew his roommate and go on from there. But at least with going forward, like, we want to tell the full scope of this story, not even, you know, with the suspected hazing, but more so with, you know, the full scope of him as a person. You know, more pictures of him, because I don't think, you know, the one photo really does justice to a person. And even just, you know, talking to more students who know him, you know, high school classmates, friends from back home. I know he wasn't at UB for too long, but even, you know, the students who he has affected here, professors. So I think, you know, the next step is really kind of, you know, hopefully memorializing him in a way. And still, you know, of course, you know, staying on the news end of what happens with this fraternity or what happens with Greek life at UB, but the focus should definitely be on him and, you know, commemorating him and, you know, at least his time in this world.
Anything else you guys want to add?
I've noticed, like, a lot of, you know, we've had a lot of, like, accepted students days. I've seen, like, tours on campus even yesterday, right after I heard the news, of, like, high school students with UB folders in their hand, like, just waiting to come here. And like the news is reflective of, you know, or the news reflects on those people that are coming around here, like to view this school, to view this community, which I've grown to be part of, I think, for the past like 4 or 5 years. You know, like, you know, what happens in Buffalo, like, needs to be reported on. And like, you know, with those people that, you know, see, what happens at the university and what happens here, they deserve the story too. So, you know, like, you know, whether it be the Greek life aspect, whether it be, you know, the student themselves, you know, we're writing this for them and for their record and for their understanding of, you know, that, you know, university is not just a place of learning, but it's a place, you know, it's a nuanced place. There's so much things going on, and there's so much to take into consideration, and that's why we're here, I think, you know, just to learn, to grow, and, you know, I was trying to think of an inspirational sort of quote on journalism, but I kind of gave up midway. Yeah, so, yeah.
We definitely...
Not a lead.
We definitely, like Brent said, want to kind of, I guess, like, humanize Sebastian and memorialize him and show, by students for students the story of a student who died tragically, and just really show that he is more than just one picture on the front of a newspaper, to show that he had an effect on people's lives and that he had an effect on this university. And I think that that's the most important story that we need to cover in this whole situation.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.